This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Got a tweet from Travis. You can find Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show Dukes and Bell 929. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Travis says, when the Braves inevitably turn it around, Dukes, you'll be saying, I told you so. Don't get sore sitting on that fence. And my question to him is, what's turning it around? See, before the season started, this was supposed to be a playoff team. And guess what? We should be picked to win the division again. I don't think we're going to win the division, which means you're playing for a wild card. So when you say turn it around, are we talking about winning a few series so we feel good about ourselves? Or are we talking about the inevitable goal of going to the playoffs and making another run at a World Series? See, I can't feel good, Travis, about, well, they turned it around. We won 75 games this year after the way things have started. If you're telling me we're going to turn it on and put the pedal to the metal and all of a sudden we go on a 8, 10, 15-game run, Mike, and all of a sudden we find ourselves back in the mix, I'll be happy to eat crow and say, look at all the mistakes that were made early and how these guys have made it right. But we're so far away from that.
A lot of guys, and this has been the constant thread, they go back to 2021 and say, look, man, Mike, you said fire sale. You know, when Ronald Acuna got injured, and they were able to really make some amazing moves. That bullpen that they put together, the night shift, was exquisite. And then also, guys, you know, we talked about it. You guys know the names. Peterson, and certainly to bring Soler in here. You know what I mean? Everything just kind of panned out. Rosario. All those guys combined to sort of money ball up the production you lost with Acuna. But it just seems to me, you got to – and by the way, you don't even have to do that with this team. You just need all the guys making the guaranteed money to do their freaking jobs. Austin Riley is on a nice little run right now. I mean, you can't – I can't blame Olsen for not knocking in RBIs if there's nobody on base to knock in. But, you know, if you could get Murphy, and you know where I am on Murphy. I'd move him and get some assets for him. Some team's going to need a catcher and just make Drake Baldwin your guy and let's go to work. But you need a real shortstop. I mean, the way we've been spackling the shortstop position now is kind of the reality's come home. Nick Allen's not that guy over 162. And Verdugo's not that guy over 162 and left. We will get Profar at some point. Won't be able to use him for the postseason if we made it. So this is the debate. There'll be a lot of our audience going, do the 21 thing, Mike, and Carl will fix it. Or there'll be some guys who say, look, we've gone and had, let's be honest, diminishing returns ever since 21. Even though we had that amazing year of 23, maybe it's time for a hard reset and to really think about moving some of these pieces which don't seem to fit. And really getting, and I would love to go to start this season 1 year with having four real solid pitchers. Never, ever happens for this team.
No, it's true. Mike, I don't think, this is just me, that they're going to spend money on a shortstop like that. Because if you wanted to do that, you would have kept Dansby.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't. I just don't think they're going to do that. But we'll see. And the point is, if you build this around, just like they did with Arcia, if you build it around where you've got all these other guys who are great at the plate and you're scoring runs, right. Again, we're not even talking about that. As long as he plays defense, we're good. But I just don't feel like they're going to go drop $150 million on a shortstop. That's not happening here. Right. I think that money needs to be allocated, to your point, more pitching, and how do we make this lineup better with our everyday players around maybe an area at shortstop. Not bad defensively. You still need to be good there. But offensively, I don't see that. I mean, but I'm with you 200% because they've just tried to throw, you know, Band-Aids on this thing, and it just it hasn't worked. Look, Verdugo's been good at times. Eli White's been good. You said it. But ultimately, those are the long-term answers for you. I don't buy that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some fundamentally flawed things. The eye test, it just doesn't seem to pass it. You know, we have guys that are, look, I'm not saying Strider can't get it together, but Strider 2.0 is a different Strider. He's just not going to have that 9,900 mile an hour stuff. I think he's going to have to come to grips with that. We talked about that last week with Grant, and perhaps that process is ongoing. You know, I think there's other issues as far as leadership. I think the coaches, I think maybe that's stale between Kranitz, the new hitting coach. Guys, you hired a new hitting coach, the team doesn't hit, okay? I mean, sorry. You know, you fired a third base coach because he was a little inconsistent and maybe overly aggressive. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, the team has got some serious issues. I'd love to see Alex find a way to fix it, but right now, what Major League Baseball team says, I'm going to throw money and make moves for a team that's 14 games out? It doesn't happen.
No, they don't. If you're wondering, Max Fried, 8 wins so far for the Yankees. He's tied for the league lead when you talk about wins.
Right. And by the way, we had some guys the other day on the text line going, well, you said you weren't really up for Fried. I was just assuming they weren't going to give Fried money, so I didn't make a point of arguing about it. I would have loved to have kept Fried. But Fried did, I would say you could make the argument pro and con, that he was starting to show a little shine some injuries over the years. Well, that was the only beef.
That's how I felt. Look, I wasn't worried about this year. I said, you give him a 7-year deal, it's years 4, 5, 6, and
right.
7. It's not right now. So this doesn't surprise me. We know how good Max Fried can be. But, you know, the idea was you're going to commit that kind of money to a pitcher who's shown he's injury prone. And I don't wish that on anybody. I hope Fried plays a terrific, you know, full season and has 35, 40 starts for the Yankees. Great. But I don't think it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here today. It's June. I don't know if that's going to play out that way. Every year there was something with him. It felt like, Mike, finger, toenail, like something was bothering him, and then it affected his pitching. But I did want to mention that because a lot of the folks that we've talked to in regards to how the Braves are not winning right now, and again, got swept over the weekend. If you missed it on the West Coast against the Giants, they head to Milwaukee. That series starts tonight. I just feel like everybody's like, we should have did this and we should have did that. Hindsight's always 20/20.
Right.
Keeping Max Fried, do you feel like this offense would have been better? If you kept Max Fried, are we still not hitting?
Well, that's just it. Max Fried, what's he going to do? Is he going to play shortstop for you? He's going to play left? Because the end of the day, the pitching, even though the bullpen has been bad, okay, it started off, it was pretty good early on. And then it just kind of it came to an equilibrium where you got Raisel Iglesias. I have no confidence in him. Pierce Johnson's been terrible. I said to Carl earlier, I still have, for the life of me, I have no idea why they messed around with Craig Kimbrell, only to have him gone after one day. Made no sense. So for the first time in a long time, and I don't ever blame Alex because I don't think they give him enough money to do some of the stuff that he wants to do anyway. But now I'm starting to wonder, is everybody on this organization now kind of showing some cracks in the facade?
Do you think, and we don't know this, that just with what Kimbrell showed at AAA and then the outing he had, maybe they realize he didn't have it?
I mean, he did get a couple outs.
He did.
You know, he didn't. I mean, look, he's no worse than some of the other stiffs we've rolled out of the bullpen at various stages the last 3 years. But just to me, it's just kind of I just don't understand what does it even show? That why did you waste everyone's time? And there's also a segment of the fan base that still believes Kimbrell is that guy, which of course he isn't.
No, he's not.
But still, maybe he had a role to play. They thought, okay, as a setup man, there'd be a role he could fulfill. And that just shows you it's an exercise in nothing. It goes right out the window.
Yeah, it was interesting. That's for sure. I mean, again, maybe they know something we don't, but that was kind of out of the blue. Like, hey, right. We're bringing him up. Okay, great. We're going to see what he's got. He's out of here.
And you had the sample size of Gwinnett to know what he was and what he wasn't.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, statistically, he's gone down the hill, you know, since last year with Baltimore. But still, you kind of had an idea what he was. I mean, Carl, I got to reintroduce myself to know what Craig Kimbrell is.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to 4th and 1. Nick Chubb's expected to sign with the Texans, guys, pending a physical. Report from Ian Rappaport. It's going to be a one-year deal. And look, I'm happy for Nick Chubb. He's fought those injuries in Cleveland.
Oh, man. Good dude.
Everybody up there wanted him back. They love Nick Chubb up there. But I think this is the right decision, Mike. Go somewhere else. 1 year, Texans. Let's see what happens there. And hopefully he can extend his career because these injuries have been devastating.
Yeah, man. And how does that work with the Texans? I'm going to look at the depth chart. The Texans rotation, because that's a guy that, you know, look, Nick Chubb can still hit the home run ball for you.
Mixon's there. Yeah, the Joe Mixon. Good pull. Bengals running back.
That's nice depth, though. Yeah, I mean, that's, they got him, Damian Pierce. So that's okay. So you can use him. All good teams have two good running backs these days.
Yep.
And as we said, I mean, I'm always blown away how a guy has like a knee surgery. And like seemingly like 6 months later, he's like pressing a Volkswagen. You know, it's like, you know, Nick Chubb's got the bar, and the bar is really bent like a freaking candy cane, right? And he's got like six pancakes on there doing his thing. Wild.
Aaron Rodgers signed his 1 year, $13.65 million deal. It is a $20 million deal because there's $10 million guaranteed, and then he has a ton of incentives that takes it up to about 19.5. Let's just call it 20. Mike, what are your thoughts on this? He's going to speak to the media, by the way. I heard out of Pittsburgh this weekend, Tuesday, after their mandatory minicamp. Wonder what the craziness of that's going to look like. It's just the start.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because, you know, New York was one thing. That was his own circus. Pittsburgh, I think two things. I don't think, you know, there's probably some Steeler fans going, oh, this guy. And there's others saying, look, we've had some mediocre quarterback play the last couple of years. You know, Pickett was a bust. You know, unfortunately, as you and I said, I still don't know what Fields is. Maybe he'll get a chance to show what he can do in New York. But either way, Russell Wilson and company, they've had a core of defense, and they just don't put it together. Offensively, Arthur Smith, again, I don't think Arthur Smith's such a hot commodity without a guy named Derrick Henry on his football team, if I'm honest. But I'll be curious. I think they're just so starved for some playoff wins. And I still think – I disagree with Brian McFadden from last week. Tomlin's got to win a playoff game. I mean, nobody runs forever in the NFL without winning a playoff game. I mean, you could be Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati and get got.
Yeah, winning season, should I say. But ultimately, you got to win some playoff games. Meanwhile, Packers plan to release cornerback Jair Alexander, Mike, after the two sides fail to come to terms on an agreement. Falcon fans are already saying, well, what about us? They're not doing it. Mm. If we were going to do it, Mike, don't you think Ramsey would have been the choice for us because of his relationship with Coach Raw?
Yeah, that's one that we thought perhaps. But again, we don't really have the cap space, if we're honest. That's why Onyemata apparently is a favorite of Ulbrich. They're not going to move him. We always thought they'd use that as a conduit to create some cap space. So, yeah, Jalen Ramsey not going to attend Dolphins mandatory minicamp. Good luck with that. I was a big fan at FSU, and I just think his skills statistically have gone down every year.
Yeah.
You know, and Jair Alexander's a guy we kept mentioning for the last 3 years, right? To go find him as a free agent or trade for him. And now the Packers apparently releasing him. So that's a guy that, I don't know, do we have money for that too?
No, look, I feel like Jair Alexander has a value, or at least his agent has a value in his mind. And the Packers are like, we don't have that same value. We don't think that's where this number should be.
Right.
And so they're making a smart decision. Look, just because a guy complains that he's not making enough or wants more doesn't mean that you always give it to him. And I think that's, as we move forward, Mike, and our team gets good, because we are, we got to be careful of that. We've got to be careful of, hey, X player wants this, and you got to really examine. Mm. I've said this. It's in the NFL until you pay. And if you pay the wrong guys, man, well, college football is about to be that way too, then you're screwed. You're going to put yourself in a bad spot. Mm. And so I don't blame the Packers. Plus, they have a lot of depth, and they got one of the younger defenses in the league. I don't think this is a bad decision for them, but he'll catch on somewhere else.
We'll do the Falcon Report, guys. Come up at 5. There's a story today in Pro Football Talk. I don't know if they think this is a story around the rest of the country. Report. Falcons expect Kirk Cousins to report to minicamp on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, look, I think everybody's seeing or watching around the country specific teams, right? Trey Hendrickson. Is he going to report? And you want to see if these guys don't, they're, first of all, they're losing money. Secondly, it tells you where their relationship is with their current team and why something could happen before training camp. So the guys that don't show up, Mike just mentioned Jalen Ramsey. I ain't showing up. Okay. Hendrickson, he's at odds with the Bengals. Mm. He's probably not showing up. I think those are the things. And everybody's wondering with Kirk Cousins, is he going to show up? So for us, it's not news, but everybody around the country's looking to see if he shows up, because if he doesn't, then maybe he's trying to force his way even more so out of here.
Hey, Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. What do you think about Stephon Diggs? Said apparently he's doing everything they're asking him to do.
Nice.
Not sure what that pink stuff was on the boat. Don't mind. Turn the page. Vrabel says Stephon Diggs is engaged, likes his energy, expecting leadership from him as a veteran. Okay, just get him the rock. Otherwise, he gets a little disengaged.
Interesting. Hey, we come back. Mike Jones, not that Mike Jones, had an article on the Falcons defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. We're going to talk about whether he can solve the main issue, guys, as we head to mandatory minicamp tomorrow. Wednesday, Mike and I will be up there. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, he's a fan of the show, talking about Ricky Rose. He stopped in last week. If you missed the interview,
yeah,
go online, odyssey.com, and you can hear us. Talk to Rick Ross, who had his car show last weekend. Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. Our buddy Connor Riley to talk about the big ruling in college football that finally came down this weekend. And it's fundamentally going to change college football. All those changes start July 1st, so everybody's gearing up for that. We'll talk to Connor about that and much more coming up. With mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow, and what that means, by the way, is that everybody's required to be there. Everything else has been voluntary, which means I might not show up. Mm-hmm. And some guys have been in the building, but they haven't practiced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Falcons, just to put it, you know, in plain terminology here, guys, stunk last year in defense. We were 31st in sacks. We had 31. Denver, who led the league, had 63. For us to get 63 sacks, I don't know. Mike and I might do the show naked. I'm serious. It's just like unbelievable to think.
If you're into that sort of thing.
63 sacks. Mike, every year it's 30, 35. Can we get to 40? 63. And then remember the Eagles defense a few years ago, they had 71
right.
Going into the Super Bowl. We were 17th with 12 interceptions. That's not good enough. Minnesota led the league with 24. So when we hire Jeff Ulbrich as our new defensive coordinator, he's come in to try to solve these problems. Also, did I mention that opponents we played had a 45.3% third down conversion rate, which means move the chains, move the chains. We had an issue defensively, not only getting to the quarterback, but stopping people on third down. So here comes Jeff Ulbrich, Mike. And the question is, now that you've drafted Jalen Walker and James Pierce, now that you've drafted Billy Bowman Jr. and Xavier Watts, how much of a difference is this going to make when you talk about the overall makeup of this defense? Guys, I got to tell you, we will not be 31st in sacks this year.
You'd like to think not. I mean, again, we were at the bottom, about the bottom third as far as passing yards as well, giving the quarterback too much time to deliver the football down the field. I got a feel you're going to have pressure. Remember, you're bringing in a guy who's, first off, you've got players on this defense. We still don't know what they are, okay? I still don't know what Braylon Trice is going to be. We still don't know what some of the linebackers are because of injuries, et cetera. But I do know in Leonard Floyd, what I got, Leonard Floyd's a proven piece, right? And we know with Ebiketie, he's good for six. Okay, so that's a starting point. And then you get into, what is Jalen Walker going to do? Dedicated to getting the quarterback on the ground. How do they use Pierce? Carl, there's no way in God's green earth we're going to be like 31 sacks this year.
Can't be.
Just can't be. And how aggressive is Ulbrich going to be? And we've heard the phrases from the D-line coach about attack. Attack! I like the sound of that. And then we've got good corners. Certainly you got a really good with an A.J. Terrell. Hughes, I mean, as we said, statistically he's one of the top 40 corners in the league. You got a great safety, and you've got these sort of worker bees that can do the dime package and nickel package you just talked about. So it's going to be a little bit, I think, like 16 when we brought all these rookies in. They had an impact. I got to believe that.
I hope so. I mean, like,
I still don't know about our defensive tackles, but everything else I'm good with.
Okay, and that's fair. Let's just hope whatever the rotation is going to be that we get more production out of this rotation than we did over the last few years. But those numbers are startling, and that's what we've got to fix. When everybody talks about this offense, what about it? It's going to be fine. It's this stuff that we've got to fix.
No, the defense is where it's at. Now, look, I'd love to get a chance in the next couple of weeks to talk to Zach Robinson about everything and the Kyle Pitts usage rate and, you know, how are we going to attack with Michael Penix to set him up for success with more play action? Because I think, to me, it's just when you've got a running game like Bijan Robinson, one of the top three running backs in the league by any metric, and you got Drake and you've got all these weapons, just have. But isn't this the same conversation we used to have about Arthur Smith's offense? We thought we'd have all these weapons, play action is going to open things up, we're going to move guys all around the field. It just never seemed to pan out.
We didn't have a quarterback to execute it.
Now we do.
Now we do. That was the fundamental difference. Look, the line was here. These dudes were still, all these guys were here. I mean, you haven't added line in pretty much until the last, for the last 3 years. These guys were here. You didn't have a quarterback to execute it. Then we got into last year, and we thought we had a quarterback to execute it, not knowing his mobility was going to be an issue to start the season. And then he looks like, $1 million, and then he doesn't. So I just have to believe that defensively, and this is where I'm at. 31st, I'm not going to tell you we'll be first in the league, but I believe we'll be in the middle of the pack and pass 40, 45 sacks or somewhere at that number, and we're going to be in the top 10, top 15 and when it comes to that number. The third down conversion, though, Mike, that's a big deal. And we just kind of take that for granted when teams are driving on us and we can't get off the field or they're in scoring position and we just allow them to continue to move the ball. It's like, okay,
right.
That also has to change. But the bigger thing is we didn't turn people over enough. When we talk about interceptions, and I said this to you guys, our corners have not gotten picks. The only guys that are getting picks is our safety. We've got to get corners getting picks. We had a pick from a linebacker. We had a pick six. That was it last year. We don't turn people over enough. So to me, with the turnovers comes all this other stuff that we're talking about if you're able to turn teams over. And that was the 16 model, Mike. We turned teams over a lot. Hell, we got a pick six in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady.
Right. And you look at it, getting teams off the field. We've talked about, Carl just laid it out. You know, the dreaded, take it back to when Taylor Heineke was with Washington. Baby, right? We're not talking like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Generally, the ball's got to be out. You've had quarterbacks having 5 and 6 seconds, no joke, back there to pick us apart. Go back and look at that the Minnesota game. I mean, our defense was an absolute disaster, right? And Sam Darnold's able to sit there, pat the ball, find his third target. So all that we believe, we mentioned it last hour, the complimentary football we've been looking for. But yeah, Jalen Walker's a star. There's of all the things I'm sure of, and again, maybe a year from now we'll go, hey, you guys were worried about Pierce. Maybe Pierce is the better player of the two.
Look, I hope
he
balls out.
Either way, but you've dedicated assets to it. You've gotten a bunch of really crafty ball hawking players that are either safeties or corners now that can play that hybrid position. So that to me bodes well. Now, how good is Ulbrich going to use these toys? We're going to find out.
404-726-0929. You can chime in on that conversation because the Ulbrich conversation, meaning bringing him in to fix these things, they helped him. It wasn't, hey, we're hiring Jeff Ulbrich. Good luck with what you've got. They went into the offseason, and I said this to you, they had a plan, and they executed. They were going to draft defense, 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 and they did. They did not come off of that, and they drafted Walker and Pierce, and then they ended up drafting two DBs. And then the last round, right, the seventh round, you take a flyer on an offensive lineman, and let's see what happens. But I think the execution of the plan, whether they got the right players, we're going to see. But I'm with Mike. I feel like Jalen Walker was a no-brainer. And I just hope he produces like we want him to. And then the Pierce thing for me is a question mark. But if he balls out, great. It's not like we don't want him to. All we're saying is when you make a trade like this, the payoff has to be in production. It cannot be Pierce as a guy that's a complimentary player, Mike.
No.
He's got to be a stud.
No. And again, this, regardless of, you know, you think about the pre-draft, and only time's going to tell if the draft experts were experts and they got it right or they got it wrong. But just like Rook Aroro, he was projected to be maybe third-round pick, you know, maybe the end of the second round. You moved up and you said, this is one of the top 36 guys in the draft. So this is where he's got to be the man. That's why when I talk about the defensive tackle position between him and Onyemata and that rotation, this is where, again, if Rook balls out and Leonard Floyd still got some gas in the tank with everything you just talked about, unless Ulbrich screws it up, it's got to be better than what we've been rolling out. It just has to be. You go back and look what Ryan Nielsen did, what Dean Pease did. We actually did more with less statistically than we did last year, which is kind of crazy, which shows you how much Jimmy Lake, if we're honest, was kind of in over his head.
All right, guys, I can't wait to see what happens as far as this week's concerned and then moving forward to training camp. It's going to be a lot of fun with the Falcons. And look, I'm not saying I'm not concerned. A guy just said, you're not concerned about the offense? No, listen, everybody's going to say Michael Penix is only playing technically once the season starts in his fourth NFL game. I get that. I'm not debating that aspect of it. But if you're asking me what I'm more concerned about, it's that side versus this side. And I think Penix showed us enough in the three games he played last year. And I'm confident we can score.
No, I mean, honestly, I just, and I know that you guys are going to say, well, you only had three, no, the naysayers. No, you shouldn't talk like this anyway. Only three games, you Penix. Yeah, well, he did his job. You scored four touchdowns against Carolina. Couldn't stop him on defense. You know, the Minnesota game, as I said, it was embarrassingly bad. You know, there's been moments in this season last year when you said, oh, look, I go back to the Commanders. The biggest stage, big moments, high, you know, at that point, we're still alive for a playoff spot. It was a playoff atmosphere, national TV, you know, and again, we still don't know if somebody missed a route or was in the wrong position when he throws that first pick. Either way, he dials it in and he drives you down the field and he puts you in a position to win the game. So that's why I get the confidence to your point. The last thing I'm worried about are these offensive weapons. And by the way, still looking forward to see what this Nick Nash guy can do.
Yeah.
All these other undrafted free agents. We may have some little diamonds in the rough on offense as well.
I agree. There's a lot we don't know, which, again, I can't wait to find out how that's all going to look. All right, man, coming up. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Connor Riley at 4 o'clock. Stay there. We got a lot more in store as the Braves are still trying to get out of this rut. We'll continue that conversation as well here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and at Odyssey.com. NBA Finals tied at one game apiece. More on what we saw last night is that series shifts to Indiana, and more on our Braves. It's really interesting to me, Mike, how Braves fans, first of all, we love our Braves, but secondly, how when we are critical of our team, how sensitive some of you get. It's amazing to me how sensitive you get. It's like, I don't want to face reality, Dukes and Bell. I don't want to see what's going on with my own eyes.
Right.
We're better than this, and we're going to be better than this, and they're going to play better than this. They're not. They're not. This is their record. This is who they are right now. Now, if you're telling me that change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Changes over the next 3.5 months, so be it. But it might change, Mike, with a change in management. It might change with different players. It might change with some player moves. But as currently constructed, they've lost possibly every way that you can lose through the first whatever amount of games we're at, and we're still 10 games under 500.
Yeah, 14 games out right now. The Mets have got on a heater. Riley, Albies, Harris, Olsen, Ozuna, and Acuna, of course, now back in the mix. These are all the guys that were batting those like 280 to 300 in 2023. We know what they're capable of, and we've heard every excuse that the stitches are too high now and the ball has too much drag. It doesn't stop it. This team ain't clutch. Okay, we'll get into it. We'll discuss because I'm with Carl. We're not rooting against the freaking Braves. Just giving you the reality check. Murphy is a bum. Get rid of Murphy. Try to get some new guys from Murphy by the trade deadline. Let Drake Baldwin be your catcher and see if we can find a way to thread the needle the way the GM did. Because guys, if you thought it was so easy to fix a baseball team, then everybody would do it. 2021 was one for the freaking ages. But if you think he can do that again and pull the rabbit out of his hat, we're all hoping for it. We're just saying the odds are really long.
Well, and here's the other part of this, and I know we got to get to Yeah Man, but I'm just, Day-Day, I'm like astounded at how some Braves fans are like, you should be saying this. I'm watching it just like you are.
All right, let's review. Okay, you blew a team scored 7 runs in the top of the ninth. Your closer sucks. He's not a closer. He doesn't have elite stuff. The other night, your second baseman boots a ball. Oh, before that, our defensive genius. He's a stinking genius. Sean Murphy olays a backhand with a guy 90 feet away. You're finding new and exciting ways to blow games every single night. You're one of the worst teams in one-run games. But if you think that team's going to win a World Series, you're on crack.
There's no way. And the team that should have won the World Series didn't. 23, we owned everybody. Teams were afraid to pitch to us.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And you are watching something completely different. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Hi, Day-Day.
I'm Taylor App on iOS.
Guts.
There we go. There it is. I'm here.
Yes, you are. What's going on?
Fresh off the weekend. I'm glad you guys got things started with the Braves because we're going to get right into it, all right?
All right.
First up, we all know technology is fastly changing things in the world of sports, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we may need a little change a little sooner after this call right here.
No. And that is not, it never at any point when the baseball comes out of his hand is it in the strike zone. That's terrible.
Of all the places to miss that call.
I mean, that's not even close. And again, I mean, we know that ABS is probably on the way. I mean, hate to have it, but we need it when things like that are happening.
All right. That was, of course, the strike three called when Verdugo was up to play. Umpire, what was his name? Jason Visconti. Yeah, man, no, man. You're ready for ABS in baseball.
You know, Carl, he's been hearing me yell about this for 12 years. I was screaming about this the first weekend we hung out. We need robot umps. Yes, it's time. It's back in the day, umpires got the big ego. They got the big head. They wanted the big money. Mm-hmm. And they fired all of them. And they eventually got hired back. And then this ego and this hubris has crept back in to umpiring to where now if you tap your helmet, which is a sign for let's get a replay in spring training, they're going to throw you out of the game like they did that kid the other night for the Rays. So it's just there's ego. There's a lack of common sense when it comes to this. You will now be, I'm sorry, you've made it impossible for us to trust you. So now you're going to have a beep in your ear. Beep. Now you put out the sign, strike. Two beeps, beep, beep. It's a ball. And that's it. Because everybody at home can see what you're screwing up.
Right.
And I don't care about the human element. Let's get it right.
The other thing about that call is we should be upset that the call was missed. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's not why we're losing.
Right. Yeah, Braves fans, don't get that twisted.
Okay,
and we love the play-by-play guys, but
there's a distinction here. Mm-hmm. Yes, but it sounds like because they're on the Braves broadcast that was the reason why we lost. That's not the reason why we lost. Right. That was a bad call, but that was one bad call throughout nine innings of you know 145 pitches or whatever it was. So, but yes, missed calls just like in the NFL. I wish. And we can do it quicker now, right? We've got the technology.
Yep.
There's no reason we should miss calls in the NFL. There just shouldn't be a reason. Mm-hmm. And some of this stuff to say it's not reviewable, I've never really understood that. That's the one that bothers me.
Right.
So as we move towards, the umps and an automated umps, which they're going to do, and part of this is, guys, AI is taking over.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It may happen in your job. Hell, there may be a robot sounding just like Mike and I in 5 years, and you're like, man, Nukes and Bells sound great. It's not even us. But I think that Major League Baseball has to do this, and they've already experimented with it enough to know. I don't think players are comfortable enough with it yet, but it's going to happen. And when it does, I just hope we get it. To Mike's point, let's get it right. We have seen for too many years these kinds of things either take a game away from a team, give away a game, however you want to state it. And I don't think that is what we want. We want a fair and competitive game that is not decided by bad calls by umpires who have egos. And I'm not saying he did in that call. I think he just missed that one.
Right. Human error.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be in that position.
All right, let's stay with the Braves. You guys touched on this earlier. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in my feels about it. But as we watch Max Fried have his 8-1 record right now here in the season, you know, it kind of reminds me of a relationship. You know, you decide to move on from someone, not because they did anything bad, but maybe you just don't think it's going to work, right? And I feel like that's what happened with the Braves. It wasn't that Fried was doing anything bad. They just felt like from a compensation standpoint, they weren't going to make anything work. So then you see them move on, and they're having the time of their life in their new relationship, which Fried is doing. Yeah, man, no, man. Worst offseason move this past offseason for the Braves was not signing Max Fried.
Yeah, I mean, you could never have seen the Jerkson Profar drug suspension coming. I thought that was a pretty good sign, considering it was. Remember, you and I were like, why was this guy available for so long? Now we know maybe why. But, you know, we didn't, and we said this earlier for guys who missed it, we're not trying to be revisionist. We were just so figuring out that watching Alex work over the years, they were just never going to match what the Yankees were throwing to Max Fried. I would like to have seen them make a competitive contract for Max Fried, but he also conversely was kind of missing some games down the stretch the last few years. But man, in hindsight, sure feels like the worst move, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can't say that because I wasn't all black and white about Max Fried.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it was the worst, but it feels that way now, right? Every offseason, Freddie was the worst thing that happened.
Right.
Dansby was the worst thing that happened.
Freddie was the worst.
And then you get to this. Well, they all add up. I mean, they all add up. Yeah. And I it's hard for me to say that because it's such an emotional thing when you say, here's the part why it feels this way, and I don't know if I do. I'm going to answer your question by saying no, man. But I think the problem I'm having is pitching has been an issue for us, and you made a foundational decision to say, he can still do it, but we're still moving on.
Right.
And that is why it feels weird, like, oh, man, that was a huge mistake. Because that's something we needed. Right. So if you added Fried back to this rotation, and he's doing what he's doing right now, which is no reason to believe he wouldn't if he wasn't injured, you would have felt better with Strider going down, right? And if Schwellenbach is pitching the way he is, all of a sudden you feel like you've got a real rotation. We're still struggling to say we got two guys that we trust right now in the starting rotation.
Now look, and if we were doing what we should be doing, if we were up that next tier where the Phillies live, then we've got Max Fried here.
Right.
Then and I said to Carl, every year Snicker has managed this team. You don't have four starters. You don't have five starters. Sometimes you're lucky you got three starters.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the 2020 season, I get it. They hedged their bets. Nobody wanted to go in with big money on a shortened season. We came up short. We had the Dodgers down 3-1 in the LCS. We ran out of pitching. Yeah. You know, now in 23, Max only started 14 games. And last year, Max started 29 games for the Braves. But I still think, yes, if you are the other teams, the elites, you're always going to be spending on the frontline pitching. I just think regardless of injury or not, our general manager always tries to do pitching on the cheap. Philosophically, he will not spend for big-time frontline pitching, even if it's a guy that's been in his organization for 10 years.
All right, let's move on. Some fun. Let's have some fun, sort of. Now, Mike, I know you kind of don't tune in anymore, but I know deep down inside you want to. I was watching WWE over the weekend.
Yeah, whatever.
And they had a ladder match on the – well, they had a men's and women's ladder match. But on the men's side, you know, it was Seth Rollins who ends up victorious, climbing the top of the ladder for Money in the Bank. So – but as I was watching this thing, I was just like, ladder matches, I mean, just the drawn-out trying to climb to the top.
You're telling me this storyline has played out before? Is it ruining your make-believe sports experience?
Yeah, man. No, man. The ladder matches are way too drawn out with the climb to the top to win.
You know, they used to, hardcore wrestling fans, used to have steel cage matches, right?
They've gone
away from that, right? They've gone away from it. So they've tried to come up with these incredible stunts.
Right.
That captivate us to the point where we're like, he's going to jump off this ladder. And you're like, I know he's not. And these guys, like at the arena, if you've ever seen this, these guys are 30 feet in the air.
It's
unbelievable. No, right? So that's why real injuries happen in wrestling, even though it's still predetermined. But yes, because you're just waiting. Like every time he grabbed his trunks and he's pulled him back. And you're like, he's got to get up there. And you're just waiting to your – yes, it is overdrawn. It is overblown. Absolutely. Look, if I never see another ladder match, I'd be fine.
All right, last one we got for you is really an update. Dom, so remember a few weeks back we asked, yeah man, no man, would you put Sydney Sweeney's bath water all over your body? And Dom hopped online real quick to get in line to buy this soap.
Right.
So it's an update on his encounter.
Yeah. So I want to let you all know this soap went available at noon this past Friday.
Okay.
I sent you all a text message just now. If you can check your phones.
All right.
I was on the site at 12, put it in my cart at 12:02. The wait time, because what happened was because there was a limited supply, only 5,000 bars were made.
Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, again, a soap that's infused with bathwater that Sydney herself had bathed in.
Correct. At 12:02, because how they did it was you put it in your cart and then you were put into a queue before you could actually buy it.
Okay.
Mike, you're looking at the text right now.
Estimated wait time, 204 minutes.
Are you serious?
2 minutes. 2 minutes into the product being available.
So this is going to be sold out.
By 12:05, it was already sold out.
Wow.
I couldn't even get any.
Wow.
So you spent 3 hours online to check it out.
Yeah, man, no, man. It's just a bunch of degenerates out here.
Yes. Right. Yeah, there is. There's no debating that. I mean, we're spending our time trying to get soap that we didn't even know if she actually bathed in or not.
3 hour wait time. Three hour wait.
You guys really think she did something to this soap?
Again, we talked about this last week. Just like Kiss used their own blood in the comic books, Carl.
I mean, maybe
I want to believe it was her own bath.
Yeah, maybe she like kind of showered, right? And then showered and then dipped herself into some.
She got out of a bathtub.
Yeah.
She could have been in a bikini. And then somebody in a lab coat takes a big ladle of this stuff.
Yeah. Y'all believe that?
Put it in a thermos, and then all they got to do is just drop it in the goop where the soap gets made.
Yeah, I don't believe it. 200. I don't believe any of it.
They could only afford for her to take one bath. That's why it was only 5,000 bricks.
Right.
And now there's going to be a golden bar of soap.
Okay.
Like in Willy Wonka.
I like it.
You can find the golden bar of soap that has a flake of her skin.
I'm not being creepy. It's not me. But I want to see her take the bath before I purchase this soap.
Right.
Okay?
It's almost like memorabilia would have a certificate of authenticity.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Somebody witnessed her in the bathwater.
So it does, when it was in my cart, it does have a ticket or certificate of authenticity that comes with it when you purchase it.
So basically she's saying, I did this.
I did it, yes.
Show me.
Show me the bag.
That's all I'm saying. Like, hey, Sydney, you're going to do this again. There'll be additional 5,000 bars. Here she is getting in the tub, just so we know. I don't believe any of this. I think this is all marketing. She took a fake bath, and they got you fools out here online for 3 hours waiting in a queue.
But here's the thing. Dom has a life, so he didn't sit there for 204 minutes. But you know there's some guys like, click, refresh, click, refresh, click, refresh. I'm going to be here all day to get Sydney Sweeney's bath water soap.
And then, by the way, how long does this bar soap last? A bar soap lasts about a week.
Maybe Dom wasn't going to use it. He's going to take it out and smell it.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm done. We got to come back. Connor Riley's going to join us next to talk about this big settlement. College football has changed forever. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.